here with the industry star of the week, Frank Miramonti, presented by Stuart Morris. Frank, congratulations on the new gig out at the Great Race Place.
Thank you both very much. It's quite an honor, and that's an understatement.
What was opening day like, Frank?
It was all I could have hoped for, and maybe 100 times more. I think that part of the excitement and just the lead up, there was a lot of emotion, and there was a lot of anticipation and nerves. Once I got to work, I felt comfortable. I was on the seminar in the morning, and I think that loosened me up a little bit. By the time I got to the booth, I could actually hear the bugle going for the first race, so it was a little bit frantic, and that was good. I got my crayons out and started going to work, and I just got into the moment, and it almost felt like the horses left the gate in slow motion. It was for some reason, I was expecting horses to be running a lot faster at that time. It was crazy, but it was a lot easier than I expected for the first race, and I was very happy with the way the day went. It could not have gone any more smoothly. It was just beautiful.
Well, you called it Santa Anita before, so it wasn't like you were making your Santa Anita debut, but this is the main gig now, and a lot of pressure because you are the Santa Anita race caller. What was the difference?
It's funny you mention that, because that was a very nice thing to be able to have the experience under my belt coming into the booth. I've spent quite a bit of time here at Santa Anita in general. The experience here was huge for me, because you sometimes have to worry about new angles and situations. Fortunately for me, my favorite race in the world has always been the down-the-hill race. It's my least favorite race as a track announcer. but we didn't have any of those carded, which was a nice special bonus for me. It felt amazingly good and nice and just adrenaline-filled, and I was glad I had a few races before the big ones come up. And, you know, as with everything, as a perfectionist, I'm a guy that really loves to have everything go exactly the way I wanted it. There are some calls that, as always, you want a little bit better. But if someone told me later, listen, here's exactly what's going to happen. Here's every call, and, you know, you can't change anything. Would you take this? I would have taken it emphatically. And you always want to do better. But I felt like I did a good job, and I was, you know, relieved and excited, and the adrenaline was incredible. I couldn't get to sleep till past 1 o'clock at night, in the morning, I should say. And I was very lucky that we had the day off right after that, because I was like a horse that tied up. I could barely move when I got out of bed. It was just that. I've never been more drained in anything I've ever been involved in than that whole experience. But I would have to say it was the best day of my life, actually.
You mentioned the seminar, Frank, and the plan is, correct me if I'm wrong, the plan going forward is not for you to just be the voice of the Great Race Place of Santa Anita, but you're going to be doing a lot more interactive stuff with the fans and more of that handicapping as well, to be the actual face of the place.
They want me to get involved. I think in general what they want from me is to just share my love for Santa Anita, interact with fans. They put a camera in the booth. Which proves that anything is possible, because we all know I have a face for radio. But whatever they want, I'm going to do. If they want some handicapping, I'll give it to them, you know, interacting with the fans. It was great. I went to leave some passes for some people, and there was a big line outside, and I had a chance to see so many fans and to just hear their warm comments to me and welcoming me home. And it was like out of a movie. The whole thing was just, it was very difficult to believe, yet at the same time, I very much believe it. And I was able to bring everything in. I took it all in. I was looking around. And, a friend of Luke Kripos's, the late Luke Kripos, who was such a great guy, wanted to see me before the first race no matter what. He's been a good friend to me, and he wanted to see me. And I said, look, you could see me right now at the paddock as I leave this thing, but you have to be there. And for him, it was just he wanted to basically wish me well the same way that he had done with Luke many years ago when he got his big job at Churchill. And for me, I enjoyed the fact that I was able to help him fulfill that situation and to let him experience that moment. More so than for me, it was for him, and it was kind of a way for him to release that emotion. And so I was very grateful to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's really cool. Whenever you have a chance to make somebody's life, you have to take it.
Yes, that's what it's all about. It's all about experiences in life and memories, and that's, you know, that was a day that it was a huge day too. We had a tremendous crowd, great racing, awesome racehorses, everything that we could have dreamt of took place here at Santa Anita.
Frank, 2 years ago, you're laying in one of a number of hospital beds, recovering from life-saving surgery. You had been from Oaklawn to Monmouth, the tryout at Santa Anita, Golden Gate, here at the Big A at Aqueduct. What price are you to be the announcer opening day of the 2018 meet at Santa Anita?
It would have to be 99 at that point. I mean, and because 99 doesn't, you know, you can't say zero because it happened. But other than that, you and I would have taken all the action we could have gotten on the other side of that with a cigar in our mouth, thinking that couldn't possibly happen. You know, when they wheeled me in, you know, I'm a believer in the Lord, and I said, Lord, if this is it, I totally understand. And that's, you know, that's what I came to terms with. When I went into that 5.5-hour surgery, I knew I was in big trouble. I didn't realize maybe the extent of it, but I just had a feeling, the look on the doctor's face who came and saw me before, the way he was explaining what was going on, I knew I had some problems on my hand. And then to know 6 weeks later I had to go for another surgery and then go to Memorial Sloan to get the rest of it, when you start hearing about it being in other places, that being cancer, it's not a very good sign. Stage 3 doesn't leave you a lot of stages. And so the whole situation, you couldn't, if you were trying to be creative and you wrote a story, and you, people would say, like, all right, listen, that's a little out of control. We believe in fiction, but seriously, just, you got to cut this down a little bit. This is so unbelievable that it just shows you have to believe in miracles. And I do believe in miracles, and I know a lot of people have prayed for me. I believe in the power of prayer, and I'm just wanting to make every day a holiday, and I just have the right attitude coming into this opportunity. I know that this is an absolute gift, and I know that I have to work even harder than I ever have. And that's a challenge, because when you're calling it a big circuit, just like I was in New York, you realize these are, you know, big time fans at every level that are, you know, wanting to hear the accurate and good calls. And there's been a tradition of excellence, and I have to maintain that with every ounce of energy that I have.
Take it all in, Frankie. Did a great job. Congratulations. Enjoy all the success. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate both of you.
All right. Frank Marimatti, the voice of the Great Race Place. He is your Industry Star of the Week, presented by Stuart Morris.